Getting Down to Mother Earth by Booker T. Washington, narrated by Sam Cousy. One of the highest ambitions of every man leaving Tuskegee Institute should be to help the people of his race find bottom, find bedrock, and then help them to stand upon that foundation. If we who are interested in the school can help you to do this, we shall count ourselves satisfied. And until the bedrock of our life is found, and until we are planted thereon, all else is but plaster, but make-believe, but the paper on the walls of a house without framework. That is one of the stepping stones with which nature has provided us. Here the path is plain if we have the courage to follow it. 85% of the people of the Negro race live or attempt to live by some form of agriculture. If we would save the race and lift it up, here is a great opportunity around which, in a large measure, individual, organized, religious, and secular effort should center for the next 50 years. But to do this, we must take advantage of the forces at hand. We must stand upon our own feet, and not upon a foundation supplied by another. We must begin our growth where our civilization finds us, and not try